The council members met with their attorney by phone, the first meeting since the decision denying the annexation petition was finalized by the LBC on Monday. Following that meeting, the council members came back into regular session and voted unanimously to file an appeal. Brooks Chandler is the city's attorney.
What that means is that there will be a Superior Court judge that will review the record of the action taken by the LBC in denying the city's petition for annexation. And that review will determine whether the decision was legally sound.
Chandler says he'll ask a judge to determine whether or not the LBC ignored its own regulations when deciding to reconsider its December vote approving the plan, calling out Commissioner John Harrington specifically.
Mr. Harrington in particular appeared to dismiss them as a technicality. And somebody from, my perspective, views regulations and statutes as not technicalities, but as law that the board is bound to follow. And one of the main, procedural issues will be, does the reconsideration regulation allow the board simply to show up 6 weeks later and say, we changed our mind?
In other city business, the request to move a liquor license to a proposed new store on Raspberry Circle has been rescinded. The controversial issue had turned out dozens of people last fall, most but not all arguing against having a new liquor store up Lake Road. Jessica Denslinger was one who was opposed and said she would lift her objection but still asked the council to be mindful that the proposal could come up again.
I don't know if anything can be done, but we ask that the council do what they can to keep that license out of a predominantly residential area.
The council did not protest the Olson liquor license renewal, but did point out some discrepancies that it has asked the state's Alcohol Control Board to look into. Denslinger, Greg Marksmiller, and William Corbett all requested and were appointed to the city's planning commission. It was pointed out at Thursday's meeting that no businesses are legally growing or selling marijuana yet in town. Though the city code allows for a liberal pot industry to get underway, one man did tell the council that he's received word from the state that it will be easier for him to get his product tested. Rural growers in Alaska have said they will have a difficult time shipping product by air to Anchorage for testing, putting it in federal jurisdiction during transit.
I'm here to inform you guys I'm going to continue after my limited cultivation license. I just got word from the Marijuana Control Board that testing was not an issue for me, so I could move the marijuana. The metric system will give me a license to move the marijuana to Anchorage to get it tested, so I'm here to inform you I'm going to continue for my license.
Near the end of Thursday's meeting, Councilman Tracy Hightower read prepared remarks calling attention to the recent protests at Standing Rock and the Trump administration push to permit the Dakota Access Pipeline. Hightower said similar action might come from the administration regarding the Pebble Project, and he wanted the city to make its views known now.
The time is now to formally renew our vow of opposition to Pebble Mine. Further, I would advise all Southwest regional, tribal, and village councils to do the same. I'd like to make a motion directing the city manager or their designee on behalf of the city council to draft a formal letter to President Trump expressing our opposition to the proposed Pebble Mine.
The city formally opposed Pebble in 2006 and renewed that position in 2014. All council members agreed to send a letter stating the city's objection to President Trump, members of his cabinet, and a long list of state and federal officials. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.